Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is your day, the people's day, liberty's day. It is November 6th, 2007. As we hurtle towards the 2008 elections, Ron Paul in 24 hours raised $4.2 million, and it wasn't even an official campaign operation. Literally, a young man who we're having on later in the broadcast came up with the excellent idea, put it out there. People took action. You, the listeners, ran with the ball, and Ron Paul raised $4.2 million. Now, folks started giving a little bit early before it became midnight yesterday, and a couple hundred thousand was given before then. We see a race up to that. So really, it's about $4.4 million if you really want to get down to brass tacks. But if you want to be technical, $4.2 million in 24 hours. Great article up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Spam bots, don't send imaginary cash. $4.2 million in 24 hours. How will the establishment be forced to admit that Ron Paul is the real deal? A quick analysis of this, and I'll be walking through it all today and, of course, discussing it with guests and a lot more, and you, the callers, the listeners. But this is bigger than just Ron Paul. This is another indicator of the explosive nature of the Patriot slash Truth movement, Liberty movement, people that are sick of the New World Order, sick of the Federal Reserve, sick of the United Nations. I mean, don't forget, this is an anti-New World Order candidate. This is somebody for three decades talking about the New World Order. This is somebody that talks about the Federal Reserve and the Bilderberg Group and then an international conspiracy for one world government. And they don't dare attack him for that or his voting record against it because he's voting against real things in Congress. The real private Federal Reserve, the real Bilderberg Group, the real United Nations, their real plan for North American Union. He is our champion. He is an illustration of what we can do. It doesn't have to stop here. Once you realize that it's an illusion, a little box you put yourself in, that you can't affect change, that you can't take the reins of power, that you can't revolt against tyranny, once you break out of that mindset that you can't resist it and realize that you can and that you have unbelievable power and that ideas like liberty have incredible power, then you can change things, and people are starting to get the attitude that they matter, that they can affect change, and that you can beat City Hall, and that you can get involved. Will we win this battle? Will Ron Paul be president? I pray that is the case, and we'll go over that today and break down the facts, the cold hard facts. But regardless, we're injecting real issues. People are getting hope, and hope for America. Is Ron Paul the last hope? We coined that term. Certainly not, but he is the last hope in this presidential election, in this field, in this sector of the fight. The other big news is, and there's hundreds of points, but the other big one is that I did a Ron Paul Raises Millions search, and over 240 articles popped up from the New York Times to the Boston Globe to the LA Times to USA Today, ABC News, CBS News, 240-plus major news outlets, television, separate, but just 200 print media reporting that he is a first-tier candidate and that he is money, that he is the money bomb, headlines like that, admitting that he is coming on strong and that they're worried. So not only did your focused attack in the info war with $4.2 million cash in 24 hours, breaking any record of over a million, breaking the last record, not only is that $4.2 million in the war chest in this fight, it's tens of millions in free advertising. A major coup. Well done. We'll be back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The following is a typical call for Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse System.
This is Kimberly speaking. How can I help you?
I just heard a radio show with Dr. Lauren Ritter, and he was talking about colon cleansing.
Right. Everyone should consider cleansing their system to remove the buildup of harmful toxins that make us feel sick and tired.
I feel bloated, especially after I eat.
Dr. Ritter has a formula called Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. It gently cleanses your system and removes the harmful materials inside of you.
It's sort of like sweeping the colon clean, huh?
But a lot of people notice a big difference after they use it. They say they feel lighter, more energetic, and they have comfortable bathroom habits again.
How do I get started?
Call now to find out how to get Dr. Ritter's Colon and Body Cleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-890-3525. It's safe and guaranteed. Call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen Ron Paul and his supporters, liberty lovers, freedom fighters, raise $4.2 million. Previous record was $3.1 million in the pre-primary phase. Kerry in one day raised $6.2 million, but that was during the general election. This is an all-time record. He has raised more money than Huckabee and the rest of them, three or four of them in the pack, have done all together in the last 6 months. He is very close to being number one for the Republicans in raising money if he continues on the course he's on right now through the end of this year and the next month and 3 weeks. Congressman Ron Paul is no doubt broken out of the pack and is preparing to go into the pole position to win in key battleground states like New Hampshire and other areas. Now, I'm going to walk through all the things that have happened. There's other big news, of course, today. Gold surges to 28-year high as the dollar continues to tumble. Gold is trading right now at $822.50. Its previous record is just about $15 or so above that from 1980. Remember, gold is undervalued. It should be over $2,000 an ounce for the loss of buying power of the dollar just since the last high in 1980 as a benchmark. So we'll be walking through Citigroup's serious problems, the largest customer bank in the world. And we'll be going through Ron Paul today, his once-a-month visit with us. Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com will be joining us for analysis of Ron Paul revolution and a lot more. The war rumblings, what's happening with the economy. In the second hour, we'll also have open phones. The gentleman that started the grassroots movement, just as an idea, and again, ideas are alive. They have meaning, especially if they're good ideas. And that's Trevor Lehman. He'll be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes as well. So we've got a power-packed broadcast for you today, no doubt. But let me just break down the facts and the trajectory of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign. I know most of you have analyzed this yourselves and gone over the different analysis from different angles, and I'm sure you have points that you would like to add. I today do want to tell the listeners that I really only want three major subjects discussed on air. I want to try to keep the discussion focused to the Ron Paul revolution and the 2008 campaign, the war rumblings with Iran, and what's happening to the economy, the dollar, gold. Those are three very wide areas. But we are not going to get into any other subjects. And quite frankly, if you call in about something else, don't be surprised if you get cut off pretty quick. I'm not going to censor people, but I'm going to try to telescope your call down, because if I do go to calls, they have to be quick, period, because we've got two guests joining us and a lot of information to cover today. All right, let me break down what's happening. I have done a lot of research into internet trends, television trends, newspaper trends, media overall, and I have read what the best and brightest from industry and from the grassroots have had to say about it. And it's a unanimous view. There are slight debates on exactly how all this is unfolding and will unfold in the future, but old line media is in crisis. Newspapers this year alone, the numbers are now coming out, and that means from last year's numbers, they come out a year late, or about 10, 11 months late on average, have had over a 7% drop, 7.6. The New York Times actually hit the average. They've had a huge drop in their support, in their readership, in their advertising, in their circulation. Scores of large papers have been caught fudging their numbers and puffing up how many subscribers that they actually have, and the fraud, the illusion that they are a good place to spend your advertising money is rapidly imploding. An example of this is we can put an ad in Craigslist for somebody, say, in the shipping department or in customer service, and we can get 100 responses in 2 or 3 days. We can put a $300 ad, a tiny ad, in the Austin American Statesman for $300, $400, $500, depending on how large it is, and get 2 or 3 worthless calls. And that was a couple years ago. We did it again last year, and the response was even worse, literally 3 calls. And there is a testament right there to the fact that you get hundreds of responses for free, or you get 3 responses for $300, $400. I forget the exact amount. I know it was over $300. I was shocked by it, and literally almost no response. And that's the local paper here in Austin, Texas, which can still bring in hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and arrogant reporters staggering around filled with false aplomb on power trips. But now they're not as arrogant as they once were, as the little princelings of the anointed people in the media. The establishment knows this. Cable ratings are way down. Broadcast TV ratings are down by over half in the last decade. The entire system is completely falling apart, unless you look at Hollywood and movies, and they're making more money than ever because it's high production value and people want that. And they have basically embraced change and new mediums of delivery. But not for the online media system. But it's not just the internet giving people more choices. The mainstream media has been caught twisting, lying, spinning millions and millions of times. They've been caught on presidential payrolls, billions of dollars under Clinton, under Bush, Operation Mockingbird propaganda. People now know. They don't know the specifics. They don't know the details. But they know you can't trust the mainstream media. Now, the pollsters, the so-called scientific polls, they call old lists, and they call for certain demographics in certain areas of the country, depending on who they're trying to poll. And those individuals have landlines. Those individuals will answer the phone. They will talk to people. And I've read the different analyses of pollsters. They admit that it's generally a woman above the age of 60 that will actually take a pollster's phone call and actually answer the questions. And those older women and secondarily older men tend to not be on the Internet, or if they do, it's to check the weather or email their daughter or things like that. They're not out there getting news. They don't understand the Internet, and they tend to be Republicans or Democrats. And so we have people going out and polling in New Hampshire and polling in Iowa and polling in Michigan and key battleground states coming up in 70 days now, and the first primaries. And they go out there, and they talk to them. And, of course, in New Hampshire, now he's risen, but he's got 9% there. In the last poll, I've seen one as high as 10, quote, scientific polls of old ladies in New Hampshire. Not knocking old ladies, that's just who they're polling predominantly. They also poll poor inner-city people that tend to answer questions. That's the third group, and they normally don't even have cable these days. And so, again, the mainstream media has been ignoring poll. So in this small minority of the old non-computer users, and in inner-city poor blacks and whites, Mitt Romney is ahead of Ron Paul. But Ron Paul is still, even in that controlled old paradigm, rising and winning there. And then the media acts like the Internet isn't real people or it doesn't exist. No, you've got upwards now, I keep saying 70, that was last year's numbers. New numbers came out today, 80% of adults surf the Internet and are now getting at least half their news from it. That could be mainstream, alternative, whatever, but Internet. So it's now 80% are online of adults. And so you look at that and you realize then that is the majority, that is true America, and that the pollsters are deliberately, because that's their guarded system, going out and polling groups that they know are going to give them old world, old line responses. People who are still in the horse and buggy days. There were people still using horse and buggies in the 1920s in New York, but just a few years later, they basically wouldn't let them on the street anymore. There were still old men that wanted to get out and take their goods, you know, across town in a horse and buggy in 1920. But a few years later, you couldn't do it anymore just because there were too many cars. And so we're like the people out driving around in Model Ts, that Henry Ford made affordable, and they're looking at us, calling us the minority, when there's 10-to-1 Model Ts driving around versus horse and buggies and people with coach whips. So that's what's happening here, and they're desperately clinging. Now, what does this mean? They may be able to cheat Ron Paul with their electronic voting machines in 35% of the country. They may be able to even, God forbid, assassinate him, and he's set on air, and he knows that's a great danger if he gets in a pole position and starts winning, and now he's entering into that phase. And we know that he isn't a guaranteed shoo-in. He's still a long shot, but gaining in his trajectory to where if he continues to grow at this level, he will win. If the race was fair, if things weren't involved in chicanery. But what we know is this trend shows that's accelerating just in the next few years, that in midterm elections and that in periods after that, in the future, that the New World Order is completely cooked if this paradigm continues to expand the way it is. And that's why they're racing with Internet, too, to shut down the old web and have restriction and control. That's why they're creating the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act to regulate in books and in media. That's why they want to launch wars and get us into bigger crises. They want to try to herd people back into control. But this, the revolution you're seeing, is only the beginning. And this is key. We'll continue to walk through this today. and we'll talk about the amazing $4.2 million raised by you yesterday, breaking all previous records.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spam bots. Don't send imaginary cash. $2.4 million in 24 hours. Now will the establishment be forced to admit that Ron Paul is the real deal? More Ron Paul analysis in the next segment. Trevor Lehman, who came up with the idea, the brainchild, to launch the 5th of November. And more of you can come up with similar ideas and put them into action. Will every idea take off and go to the moon like this one? No. But it's the action of engaging the enemy in the info war repeatedly, like the founding fathers did, losing almost every battle, but always showing up to 5-1, 6-1, 10-1 odds, and then turning the tide. It's the willingness to continue to fight. It is the dedication. I mean, I've seen videos of I'll tell the story later. In financial news, gold surges 28-year high as dollar tumbles, continuing to tumble. And you wait till the public still doesn't know what it means to have a weak dollar, ladies and gentlemen. You better move into gold and silver right now. Silver hasn't moved yet. It's starting to move. Gold is only at half the value. Now analysts are saying that it should be $2,500 to be at parity to what it was in 1980 for actual purchasing power. If it goes above 840, it's over. It's at 822.80 right now, this second. It is just absolutely going up like a rocket. Gold futures rallied Tuesday to trade near their 28-year high, propelled by the dollar's tumble to yet another record low against the euro and by surging crude oil prices. But those dollars haven't been devalued domestically yet fully. And you're starting to see inflation, but when it finally hits, it accelerates real fast. Gold for December delivery rose 14.20 at 8.25 an ounce on the Newark Mercantile Exchange. Earlier, the contract reached an interday high of 8.26. 8.26 in gold futures, right now at 8.2270 in spot gold. Ladies and gentlemen, if the futures are trading at 8.26, you can be assured that's going to be the new floor. At least that's what's happened in the past. Ted Anderson, you've been in this almost 25 years. Is that a correct analysis?
Well, it's certainly correct, and it's closer to 30, but I can tell you right now that the gold market is not stopping. Silver just blew through another buck. It's at $15 now. It's going to easily reach $25 an ounce.
It's a quarter value, analysts are saying, for true inflation. Move quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, the dollar's dropped 1980 levels. Silver was at $50 an ounce. Right now, it's at $15.40. Obviously, that's a bargain. Gold right now at $2,500. Exactly the same thing. The dollar's lost so much value since 1980, it has to correct to a level that's higher and represent what the dollar's really worth.
Ted, we've only got a few minutes. I think people, if they haven't figured it out yet, they never are. You've got three great deals that are at last week's prices, but they're going to go up. They've gone up from what they were 3 weeks ago already. Do not wait on this. It's an Alex Jones special for listeners. I know what Ted is getting these British sovereigns for. He literally is just paying the guys to take the order. Basically minimum wage. These are just loss leaders to get you into this movement, to get you to understand what real money is. The 227 per quarter ounce British sovereigns that even have a collector value, but they're right there near melt. You are going to have trouble finding them lower than this. Ted?
Yeah, they're 227. We also have the $10 Olympic coin, which is in very short supply now. They're 615. It's a collector coin that was issued by the U.S. Mint, private, exempt from the 6045 ruling and all the tax information. We have silver dollars right now. Again, silver dollars are a fabulous buy at this time. They are at $400 per roll of 20. If you haven't had a chance to get into the market, do it now. I mean, I got to say, even do it now. I mean, take a look at what you have in your portfolio. If you haven't diversified at least 25% of your portfolio minimum, you're crazy. You should not be in paper at this time. Everybody knows it. You know, if you want to do something for the world, campaign for Ron Paul, for God's sakes. But protect yourself with gold and silver. There's no way around it.
And, folks, I want to tell you this, and you know, I don't say something unless I really mean it. I'm upset. I'm scared about the economy. I'm waking up in the middle of the night every night now. Everybody can feel it, folks. When the general dumbed-down public finds out what they've done to the dollar, when that finally hits, I mean, we're possibly looking at 1929. And now that the mainstream media is talking about 1929. Ted, I'm freaked. We talked privately. We're both freaked out.
Oh, it's like there's a replay here, but it's not even a replay. We're just further down the road. The erosion of the Federal Reserve note, I mean, that's just about gone.
We're in a much worse position than we were in the late 1970s with stagflation. We are leveraged. I'm freaked out. I mean, and by the way, I know a lot of powerful lawyers here in Austin and in New York. Their clients are all leaving to New Zealand and everywhere else and in Switzerland. Stay there, Ted. We got a big guest coming up, the fellow that launched the 5th of November operation. I want to come back and give him the number. But here it is real fast, 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Call the brokers right now, 1-800-686-2237. Tell them you want the British sovereign. Tell them you want those silver. I'm telling you, folks, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
This is the air, beautiful prayer. This is the air, my only friend, the air.
You know, when I say this, I'm not bragging. As John Wayne would say, no brag, just fact. It is that I am so proud of you, the listeners. I'm not proud of myself. We got Trevor Lehman on the line, who's a music promoter, runs and owns MusicSubmit.com, 35,000 subscribers. And then they serve out all this music to radio stations, you name it. And I hadn't talked to him. My producer set him up last night. And I should have got him on earlier. And I said, hey, are you a listener to the network? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm a listener to your show. I'm a subscriber to the Genesis Streams. And that's what Ron Paul said months ago on this show, three, four, 5 months ago. He said, I go everywhere, and more than half the people that come up say they're listeners of this show, that they came because of this show. And that blows me away, the responsibility I have. But, again, I'm just one guy who got sick of the corruption and found out about it a little bit earlier than some people. There are a lot of folks came before me. And then I've also just got to think of how thankful I am to the GCN Radio Network, Ted Anderson, who literally one time, I don't know if Ted wants this known, but Ted, is it okay I tell folks you mortgaged your house one time to keep the network going because it's very expensive with all the satellites and the rest of it, and now you're doing well, but 4 or 5 years ago it was really tough, and then we didn't know we were going to make it or not, but God pulled us through, the supporters pulled us through, and now it's gone supernova. with hundreds and hundreds of M&FM affiliates for all the shows here on the network and the biggest internet numbers for this show on the web, period. All of it, and to know that we're just interfacing with wonderful people like Trevor. I know I'm digressing here to another subject, Ted, but I want to salute you, Ted, for being a bulldog and a stalwart and sticking in there stubbornly and never backing down.
Well, thanks for the credit, Alex. I really appreciate that, but I can tell you right now it is the listeners, and you certainly have plenty to be proud of, too, because you've carried this message further than anybody could possibly even dream of. We're just talking about the precious metals, and at this time, I mean, again, I'm going to say it again. You want to do something for this world, start campaigning for Ron Paul. You want to do something for the United States. You want to protect yourself, go to gold and silver, but if you need to buy a sign for your front yard first, do that.
Then by the way, Ted, you've been flying to his campaign events and donating. He flew down to Austin from Minnesota.
Actually, I drove down to Austin.
That's right, your motorcycle. That's right.
That was a fun trip, and I can tell you right now, it was so refreshing to see 1,000 people to show up for Ron Paul and raise him about $100,000.
It's 1,200, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm actually involved with, you know, like all this work that you and I have laid out forth is finally doing something, you know, and actually creating enough of a message to get out into the front of the entire United States.
We've definitely broken through the enemy's propaganda defenses. Ron Paul has broken through, and again, we're all brothers in arms, regardless of race, color, creed, man, woman, child, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. We're all together in the fight for liberty. Real fast, Ted, tell them those offers again. I'm going to go to our guest.
Okay, real quick here. We have the British Sovereign. It's a great coin to be getting into. It's at 227. We also have the $10 Olympic coin, very private way to have gold and silver, 615. The $400 for the silver, again, a very private way to own silver. Don't get caught in the trap of junk silver where you have to give up your Social Security numbers, that kind of stuff. The silver dollar is a much better way to get involved. You can catch us at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. And I cannot say thank you enough to the listeners that have stood behind me so I can carry this message. It's just, and they do it as well. I mean, I don't want to take credit because they're the ones who've done it. So
1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, God bless you.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Trevor Lehman, again, I'm not normally here on the air. I salute you. I salute you. I thank you. But I mean it. Thank you for taking action with your promotion skills and everybody else that got on the bandwagon. This is historical. And I just, I mean, right now, how are you feeling after just coming up with this idea, this simple idea, but really breaking all previous records in pre-primary campaigns? And it's not some big dog doing it, Hillary or Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. This is the average donation, $41. This is breaking multiple records, my friend.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I do have to say one thing. It wasn't actually my idea. I wish I could take credit for it, but I found a video on YouTube that spelled out the idea. I dropped that into Ron Paul forums, and people responded so well to it. And they started.
That's how it works. Absolutely. So it's, again, it's a chain reaction. Instead of patriots out there ninnying about different groups and things, people put out ideas. They took action. Tell us about the different websites. There's the RonPaulGraphs.com covering the fact that $4,250,000 has been raised in about the last 30 hours. But right now, just tell us about yourself. Tell us about the 5th of November website.
Sure. I have like you said, I do music promotion. The company is MusicSubmit.com, and so that's what I do for my work. And when people responded so well in the forums, they asked for the website. I started one. What I had initially didn't look that great. Somebody sent in the graphics that were up, as well as the graphics that are there today. I sort of changed.
See, it's a team effort. It's everybody. Many hands make light work. That's how you build a nation, build a movement, build an idea. It's just not some socialist model directing everyone, but everyone just coming in with their skills. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And then to follow up, someone sent in the flash countdown clock, another great addition. And then really the huge team part, you know, the final two stages are that the website received about 250,000 visitors since October 18th. I didn't do any promoting, you know, except to just manage emails and things that came in. But that was all from the people.
You gave the people an attack point.
Exactly. And they took it and they ran with it. And then, of course, the real, you know, final evidence of all that was the donation day when we raised $4.2 million together. That's where everybody put their money where their mouth was and made it happen.
And another 50,000's come in this morning.
Yeah, it's great. It's incredible. You know, even no matter how the media wants to spin it, we've given Ron Paul the chance to put his message into the media through the ads and to repeat his message over and over, which is what it takes.
Now, I will say this, and I have to, and I'm going to call the campaign. They do listen to me. Their TV ads are lacking, and I'm going to produce one. I'm dropping everything. I'm doing loose change promotion. It comes out in a week. I haven't even promoted that yet, but I'm going to drop everything. Not that I'm some wizard, but we're going to make an ad here and put it out on the web, and I hope everybody goes absolutely nuts with it.
Yeah.
And I want everybody else to make campaign ads for Ron Paul.
Right, right. I started to see some pop up. Some are just jokes, but some are pretty good.
Well, I'm talking about some the campaign have put out, but again, it's they're getting millions of calls and letters and responses. They're overwhelmed. That's why this money is so needed for them to hire more people.
Right.
I'm not there critiquing anything. I'm just saying we have to help the congressman also there. We shouldn't wait for orders from headquarters. Just do it. I know there's media people with 1,000 times the skills I've got. Make him ads right now and try to do it from real footage so that you can send it to the campaign and they can use it. But I'm digressing. Trevor, what was it like yesterday morning? Or have you gotten any sleep? Have you just been watching? And, I mean, go through the feelings you were having as you saw all this develop.
The signs and the indicators were there before the day. So I knew somebody's knocking on my door. So I was really hopeful that we were going to have some great progress. So I can't say it was a total surprise. But when it's actually confirmed, it's just such a great feeling. It's that to know that we're out there and there are a lot of us and we're growing.
Well, you have won with the listeners, with the activists out there, the literal Super Bowl of campaign finance, and it wasn't some big establishment system winning the Super Bowl. It was grassroots winning the Super Bowl in a single day. I mean, again, do you understand, sir? You took action and you made history in a big way.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. I mean, I really do, though, think that, you know, of course, the reality is it's just a group effort. You know, I mean, I appreciate that. It's great, but
The listeners to know. I want the activists to know. But literally, folks, Info Warriors, you are the core of this, and the enemy knows that. That's why they've been trying to drive a wedge. Congressman has not forsaken us and the core here, and it's just exploding. I mean, the bigger issue here is, can you speak to this, Trevor? Now, I mean, what is 240 plus and growing every minute? Every time I click it, it's more like 270 now, with just certain keyword Ron Paul searches, just about this 4.2 million. I mean, to have 240 plus major papers, it's on every TV station now. I mean, that's got to be $10 million plus in free promotion because of this.
Right, and it shows that it's the kind of promotion that isn't only about him and his ideas, but it's about proof that he is a front runner, and they're going to have to treat him that way now. You know, and I think that's what's amazing. That, I mean, I hope that they do. Who knows what they're going to try not to the best they can. But I hope, you know, that they do start taking him a lot more seriously and they start calling him that, a top-tier candidate. That's what he is.
Now, you're an internet entrepreneur pioneer in your own right. I don't know if you heard earlier, when you were very busy, my analysis earlier in the hour of how there's two worlds. There's the internet world, which is now the majority, and then the folks that aren't on the internet that are now a dwindling minority. But the media keeps acting like they, on average 65 years old, older, and I'm not, there's a lot of folks on the internet who are 80 years old. I'm not knocking them. I'm just stating facts here, that they're the minority, but the media keeps acting like the polls from the minority are really the majority, but then Hillary doesn't have a tenth of the meetup groups that Ron Paul has or MySpace. I mean, on every benchmark or Alexa numbers, he's, you know, totally blowing her away. I mean, it was an Indy 500. He's 20 laps ahead of her. I mean, on every indicator of real grassroots, from money to groups, to organization, to rallies, to crowds, Ron Paul is the winner. He should be our Republican nominee.
Absolutely. And, you know, to say something about the polls, I think there was a recent one that said that 52% of likely voters support a strike in Iran, you know, and they support military action. And yet we're bribing Mexican citizens with U.S. citizenship in order to fill our ranks. We have huge $40,000, you know, sign-on bonuses just to get people to join.
Well, that poll's a fraud. What focus groups do when they really, you know, internally campaigns want to know the truth. Externally, they put out lies when it's a Republican or Democrat. That's the difference, too, with Ron Paul. He's been going on pure truth and openness. that every other poll shows between 70% and 81% against an Iran strike, against what's happening in Iraq. And so, yeah, they have this poll of 50%+ for a strike. That's a fraud.
Absolutely. And I just bring that up because they do the same with the presidential race. There's no difference. It's all a lie. They just want what they want.
Have you seen the story that we've got up on PrisonPlanet.com that I'm trying to find the actual headline here? It says, censoring Ron Paul, why the revolution will not be televised by Roman's website. And he chronicled like 80 reasons and places where they've been caught on video, snatching down his banners, Fox News saying censoring, being caught on tape, them claiming he's cheating. I mean, when you actually read all these end to end, there is a organized attack campaign on him.
Absolutely. Absolutely there is. I mean, you know, he's the only one who talks about the Constitution and, you know, and actually stands for it with his record, and yet he's ignored. And that's our founding document, and yet he's ignored. His ideas, you know, we've had to struggle to get them out there. I think that says so much.
But now they're moving away from just ignoring him to attacking him. But then we're seeing a mixed bag now where even the New York Times says he's a powerful contender and
right.
Surging.
Right. I think they realize they're starting to lose the more they go with this attack plan. They're losing audience, you know, they're losing credibility, because there are a growing number of people who realize that it's an outright lie. And, you know, so maybe that's why we're seeing some softening. I hope. We certainly are forcing them to cover him, even though they don't want to. And I think that shows a lot.
Well, I just throw out the number, $10 million. Really, if a candidate tried to get this type of positive coverage, it might cost $15, $20 million. The more I think about it, I mean, I'm trying to monitor everything it's on, but it's one of the top stories today in newspapers and on television that Ron Paul has broken all the records.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, what was our cost? Our labor, but, you know, how much does it cost us the website? I think it, you know, paid $10. So that's pretty good leverage right there.
Well, it's absolutely amazing, my friend. Where do you see this going? What are you going to do next? I mean, I would imagine with this type of success, you're not going to rest on your laurels, Trevor Lehman.
Sure. There's been some talk in the forums of, you know, there's some good dates coming up. There's December 15th and 16th. December 15th is Bill of Rights Day, and then the 16th is the Boston Tea Party.
I say then that we should try to raise, since you got $4 million, let's shoot for $10 million in that two-day period. That is perfect.
Right. And someone else, even to maybe even throw in that weekend, someone else has put an idea out there for a sign bomb where we just blanket the country on
a cascade.
Day.
Let's do handmade sign bombs or buy the signs from the campaign. They're selling them at cost. I agree. Let's do a sign bomb on those dates. And then on the, 15th and 16th, it's perfect.
Right. Make it just a big, huge Liberty weekend.
Unbelievable. I mean, now that people have seen this success, we've got to do that. In fact, I'm going to have my guys on PrisonPlanet.com and the rest of it just put out that this is the plan. Let's just go ahead and launch it, and then we can coordinate and aim at your site, any other sites that come up with a similar idea. And that's pure genius. So it's Bill of Rights Day and the Boston Tea Party back-to-back.
That's right. Yeah, I think I don't exactly know how to package that yet, but I know that we'll be able to do it. So that's just the next step, to come up with the domain for it and you know, the solidify the theme. But, yeah.
Trevor, has the campaign thanked you? I mean, have you talked to the folks over there?
I got an email to call Jesse. I did call. I haven't heard back yet. But, you know, I'm you know, they do it through. It's just great.
You know, I've got all his back lines. Why don't I do this? Why don't I do this? Why don't I get Benton on in the next segment if we can, just so you guys can talk on air?
Okay, that'd be great.
In fact, let me just tell the guys. Now, you've got the floor. Any other points you want to make?
Man, I don't know. I just, you know, we got to keep pushing. And Ron Paul is, like you guys mentioned earlier, and I think we all know, he is the way to go, the hope for the country and returning the Constitution. And it's about educating. We have to get the ideals of the Constitution and the principles out to the people again so that they understand what is going on. The Federal Reserve is a huge one. And that's why I like the Boston Tea Party idea, because with that, you know, the Boston Tea Party was a protest against an illegal and oppressive tax. And if we dump our fiat money into the Ron Paul campaign on that date, we can mirror that, and we as well will be protesting the invisible inflation tax.
Let me add another facet to that. And again, this won't be coordinated. This will just be the listeners. Let's try to raise $10 million in those 2 days, and that'll give it 2 days to build exponential frenzy that we saw yesterday and last night. And then let's even have it then where on that sign bomb day on the weekend that everybody go to their state capitals or federal buildings and, like it's Halloween, dress up in Founding Father outfits.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
And then physically get people to hit the street. And, folks, I don't care if it's 10 people in one city and 1,000 in another or 100 in another. All call the media. Tell them to come cover your event. I mean, this is the exponential idea. And, again, you can turn the power of liberty loose if you decide that the New World Order can be defeated. If you put it into action. Trevor Lehman is our guest. Unbelievable info warrior. I am honored to have him with us. We'll see if we can get Jesse Benton on with him in the next segment. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I just got word from John Harmon up at the network in Minnesota. He just talked to Jesse Benton, the media man, head media press secretary for Ron Paul, 2008.com. He wants to tell you, thank you, Trevor Lehman. He's going into a press conference right now about this. It's starting right now. And he's unable to come on right now. But I'm definitely going to get you two guys on together just to talk about the grassroots and everything that's happening. But, folks, it's not just the 4.2 million, the records shattered. It's that it's grassroots, and it's another example of what you can do when you take action. People tell me you can't beat anything. They got cynical attitudes, and then I have to march down and beat gun bills here in Texas. I have to march down many times just me or a few hundred people that come with me or a few thousand. And it, again, if you activate, if you take action, small things, yard signs, or educating people about the New World Order, or about any of it, it's really that simple. It's magic. Trevor, I'm almost speechless here. This is so wonderful what's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. And I agree with you about that apathetic attitude. You know, it has no place in our society. And in our culture, because we're supposed to be people who are, you know, have independent lives, and then with that comes responsibility. And so if we're truly to be American and live the American ideal, we've got to, you know, take responsibility for our lives and our country. So the apathy thing, that just drives me crazy when people think that way.
Well, we're supposed to be Americans. I mean, that used to mean something, the liberty, the freedom, the midnight marches in Sub-Zero, you know, Ticonderoga. Why do they have ships named that in the military? Because that's when the Patriots drug over 60 miles giant cannons from a fort they took, you know, huge cannons that weighed thousands and thousands of pounds apiece. They drug them, and literally, there were French observers there that their shoes had gotten wet and broken open, and literally they were marching, dragging with blood in the snow. I mean, you talk about dedication, pulling huge cannons, men, because they didn't have enough horses and the horses couldn't do it, men dragging huge cannons literally with bloody feet in the snow with their toes rotting off with frostbite. I mean, that's what Americans were made out of, and now look at us today. So we're rediscovering that spirit of liberty, aren't we, Trevor?
Absolutely. And I think Ron Paul and shows like yours are all helping us to do that. Yeah.
Trevor, when did you wake up to the Federal Reserve being private, the New World Order, and the UN? When did you find this show?
Probably 2 years ago. I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah. There's so much out there. There's so much information. The thing is, you can find all of the sources and you can see for yourself. So it just, you can't deny that there's a lot wrong.
What was the day you woke up? I mean, what was the final? I mean, when did you tune into Patriot Radio?
I did see some of the videos out there. I saw some of your videos, Loose Change, things like that. When I look at all that and then I see how the media responds to it, and I look at the validity of the questions, no matter what people decide they want to take on the issues, the questions are unanswered, and that's wrong, because we deserve answers. We deserve the truth.
They're acting very suspicious, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get answers about things, if things that are unconstitutional, you know, are in place, such as the Federal Reserve System, such as NAFTA, all these things, and you realize that these leaders were elected and they swore oaths to defend the Constitution and uphold it, you have to realize that that is a direct contrast. There's no mistaking that that is absolutely 100% wrong and has to be changed.
Trevor Lehman, my friend, stay with us for a final segment to plug the websites for those that are hiding under rocks and haven't seen them. RonPaulGrass.com and November 5th, ladies and gentlemen, November5th.com. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.